This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The Craig Animal Shelter at Bear Creek Animal Hospital is packed full of pets looking for homes. They had 39 dogs and cats up for adoption heading into the weekend. The shelter is open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon on Saturdays. The Humane Society is currently sponsoring 50% of the adoption for adult dogs and cats, and find out more on each pet at petfinder.com. You need to enter Moffitt County in the search. The Moffitt County School District Board of Education is having a work session tonight. There's a budget hearing and discussion on the agenda, as is consideration of registered objections from the public. That meeting's at 4:30. The Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners meets at 8:30 Tuesday morning. Agenda items include discussion of a cooperative agreement with the Moffitt County Department of Human Services and law enforcement agencies, including Colorado State Patrol. Candace Miller will report from Planning and Zoning. County Clerk Stacy Morgan is also on the agenda about special event permits, including Balloon Fest, the first weekend in August at Loudy Simpson Park. The Rouse County Sheriff's Office has a public information officer. Tabitha Calise has been a patrol deputy for about a year, but she will be the public information officer now as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to being able to communicate accurate, reliable, and fun information to the community from the Sheriff's Office.
Calise came to Rouse County to work for Colorado Parks and Wildlife at Stagecoach State Park before becoming a Rouse County Sheriff's Officer. Keep Bears Wild is doing a Bear Aware presentation. That's at 6 tonight at Library Hall in Steamboat Springs. Everyone is invited. Chip seal operations continue north of Craig on Highway 13 to Bags this week. Traffic will be alternating. Now, if you're headed to I-70, be prepared for some traffic delays just north of Silverthorne. There's some paving being done, so expect alternating traffic on northbound Highway 9 this week. The Discovery Learning Center has received a national accreditation from the National Association for the Education of Young Children. It's an extensive process to be recognized and a sign of high quality early childhood education. The Hans Peak Vertical Trail Race was Sunday in North Rout County. 110 racers ran 8 miles, with 4 miles of that climbing 2,220 feet in elevation to the top of Hans Peak in the Fire Lookout Tower. It's an elevation of 10,839 feet. Results are on our website. The race was a benefit for the track and field and cross country teams at Steamboat Springs High School. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.